They're large and ungainly, and there may be no animal more beloved in Florida. Sorry, dolphins. It's the manatee that's the state's official marine mammal. Manatees swim in the state's shallow bays, rivers, and canals where they often encounter people, and that's where problems arise. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, residents in a Florida community are pushing the federal government to take manatees off the endangered species list.
Crystal River on Florida's Gulf Coast calls itself the home of the manatee. In winter months, when water temperatures drop in the Atlantic and Gulf, several hundred manatees congregate in the short river that shares the town's name. Matt Clemens is a wildlife biologist who often leads tours of the area by kayak. We're in the headwaters of the river, an area called Kings Bay.
It's an area that there are some springs, so you will see some manatees in here this time of year. You'll have a few manatees that come in to feed.
There was a time when the water in Crystal River lived up to its name. Over decades, though, with development and runoff, nutrients in the bay have promoted algae growth, which has hurt the water's clarity. The manatees, though, keep coming, and Clemens says they're a major part of Crystal River's economy.
There's a power plant complex north of town, there's a major hospital, and there's manatees, and that's pretty much it.
69 companies in Crystal River offer swim with the manatee tours. Also known as sea cows, they attract 300,000 visitors to the area each year. But not everyone here is thrilled by the manatees and the special attention they receive from the public and wildlife agencies.
It is the rock star species of U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Steve Lamb is one of the founders of Save Crystal River, a group of residents, many with waterfront property, who sued to remove the marine mammal from the federal list of endangered species. By the Fish and Wildlife Service's own estimates, the number of manatees has risen in recent years. With the improvement, the residents' group believes the species should be moved from endangered to threatened. Over the years, the federal agency has designated the entire river a manatee refuge. It's imposed speed restrictions on power boats. During the winter months, it sets aside special manatee sanctuaries where boats are prohibited. Lamb says he and others worry that if manatees remain on the endangered species list, the Fish and Wildlife Service will impose additional restrictions on how they're able to use the river.
For 30 years, I've watched them take one bite at a time out of our community, and whether that's rules, regulations, whatever it is. We decided enough was enough.
In response to the lawsuit, the federal government is now reviewing whether to reclassify the manatee as threatened. Environmental groups oppose any move to change the manatee's status. Pat Rose with Save the Manatee Club says record numbers of manatees have been killed in recent years, raising concerns about their future. In 2010, many manatees died from the cold, raising the death total for the year to more than 750.
And then last year, 2013, that record was even broken with 830 manatees that died, of which 300 or so were red tide related.
Red tide is toxic algae that have been a recurring problem in recent years. Hundreds of other manatee deaths were reported in Indian River Lagoon, a waterway on Florida's Atlantic coast that has become polluted from nutrient runoff. Christina Martin is a lawyer with the Pacific Legal Foundation, a conservative group that helped the Crystal River residents force U.S. Fish and Wildlife to reconsider the manatee status, a recommendation the agency's staff made in 2007. Martin says the recent deaths are pertinent. But with births, she says, the manatee population remains at nearly 5,000, about the same as it was 3 years ago.
The population's grown substantially since the 2007 report overall, and it's not changed much, even in spite of the deaths.
While the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reviews its status, there's another emerging threat for manatees in Crystal River: too much tourism. Touching or interfering with manatees is against the law, but the regulations are rarely enforced in Crystal River. Hundreds of thousands of people come here each year for one reason: to swim with the manatees. River guide Matt Clemens says many of the tours allow their guests to interact with and touch the animals.
They promote what's called passive interaction, which is an oxymoron. You can't passively interact with something. I mean, you can do passive observation, which is the actual right term for it, but that involves a no touch.
Advocates worry that tourists swimming with manatees disturb them at a time of year when they need to feed and rest. Back on Crystal River, Clemens paddles to a place that in winter is a manatee hotspot. It's one of the springs known as Three Sisters.
Early in the morning, you may have a couple hundred manatees back in here. That usually changes as soon as the first of the swimmers hit.
Clemens and others say stricter enforcement and more sanctuaries are needed to protect manatees from too much public attention. That would mean more rules and closer supervision by wildlife authorities. Just the kind of thing the Save Crystal River group says it will fight to prevent. Greg Allen, NPR News.